Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You need to know more about 2001 wrestling.
That's a hole in my resume, too. Was that not the Rock era? Like Stone Cold?
Eh, a little towards the
end. Suck it, all that stuff?
It's a little bit after.
Mm. Well, you need to know more about the Ultimate Warrior and Jake the Snake Roberts.
No, yeah. I'm okay with not knowing anything about that.
Superfly Snuckle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know about Jimmy?
About a million years old, so I don't.
Lanford, you don't know about Jimmy?
You can hear Jimmy, but you don't listen.
Jimmy Superfly Snuckle.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. I want one key to beating Detroit on Sunday, okay? I want to go around the room on this. There is some coaching news I want to go over real quick, though. Apparently, Belichick doesn't have his contract signed, right, at Carolina. But somebody just sent me a video. Bill Belichick is at St. John's in D.C. today. Military Road, shout out. Like, the contractual stuff, I think that'll get taken care of. It seems like Belichick's all in on Carolina. We'll see. And
he hasn't signed the contract yet, though, so something going on.
Yeah, but the lawyers are going to lawyer. In the last 5 minutes, from legitimate reporters, I've seen that Dion will take the Cowboys' job if offered. And then I've also seen that the Cowboys just requested an interview with Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator of the Eagles. So whatever the hell they got going on in Dallas, good luck with all that. Jeff is bizarre and has written Jeff, I'm coming to you, buddy. You're the superior being here. Jeffrey, how does Washington beat Detroit? Give me specifics.
Okay, first, we need the win on the offensive and defensive line. We cannot have our run play. We cannot have Jaden getting touched in the back as he's handing the ball off to B-Rob by the back of one of our linemen. Can't happen. Defense, we need to get a push. I'm still disappointed. Even though this was games ago, I'm still disappointed in how long Trey Lance had to throw the ball. Like, that really, like, ticked me off. So we need to get some push. And I think the last thing, because I know we're going to score points, we need at least one turnover. We get one turnover and can continuously score down possessions, we win the game. We got to steal a possession.
Mm. Sounds good, Jeff.
Well done.
I like that.
Professor Landini, how does Washington win in Detroit?
They got to stop the run. I think that's the key to it. This team has just been getting run on seemingly at will. I think the Lions, if they can run the ball effectively, they're just going to control it, and they're going to run up the score, and it's not going to go great for us.
I hear you, man. I agree with you. Stopping the run, to me, is imperative in this thing.
I wouldn't go so far as say stop it, limit it. Don't allow them.
Stop it.
Don't allow them those big chunk plays. If you make them have to drive down the field, you have a better chance. If they're just running off 8, 10, 15, you got a problem. Time to make a damn adjustment.
Yeah.
That annoys me. That,
they've been good in the second.
They are outstanding after making a halftime adjustment. Do something before. These guys, you got some veteran leadership on that squad on that side of the ball. Get this thing done before then.
For sure. Let's get to these phone lines. I want to let people weigh in. I want specifics. I want good calls here. Let's start with our guy, Toothpick. Toothpick, how does Washington beat the Lions?
Oh, it's good, JT. Okay, I'm going to give you three phases, right? Special teams, Jameson Crowder got to do something like flip the script on a punt return. the defense has to show up and stop the run, and then the offense has to have consistent drives, run the ball, give them a threat of the run, but they got to dominate the clock as well. That's how we beat the Lions.
All right.
I like it. You got to keep it moving, man. Eric's down in Richmond. Eric, how did they win this game, bud?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right.
I would say, for me, the team has played the best lately when they get Terry involved early. Personally, I want to see them get a deep shot somewhat early, show them that they're not afraid of them, because Detroit's secondary is banged up pretty good, even though they still got guys that can play. But I'd say take advantage of that, and if they can strike gold early, get a touchdown, stay ahead of the time of possession, run it when they have to, but whenever they line B-Rob up right now, it's just 2 yards at best right now. But I would still run the ball like you have to, but I want to see some early play action, deep shot, give him a hole, and then let Jaden do his thing and run the ball, control the clock. But, yeah, a turnover early would be nice too, but that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, bro.
Dude, the turnover early, sure, but – if you can break off another one of these long drives like they did in Tampa, dude, mm-hmm. that was just so vital for 100 different reasons. It just cemented that they knew they were in the game and they took the lead. I mean, they had the lead. They were in control of this thing for, I don't know, probably at least half the game. I mean, they had the lead. They gave up that touchdown just before halftime, which was tough.
Yeah.
But then they come out in the third quarter, and they're able to get another field goal. They can't get into one of these slow starts. The one thing I really don't think you can afford to do here that they did with the Atlanta game and the Philly game is get down, not necessarily big, but get down 2 scores and then come back.
Detroit has the ability to just run the clock out on you.
Dude, they can just beat you so many different ways. It's just this is a different ball game in what they can bring. Let's go.
I believe just like in the last game where the Army stepped up, somebody other than Terry is going to have to step up and have a game similar to the Army.
I mean, maybe it's just the Army again.
Yeah,
right?
If he could do it again, but. Like, all we know OZ has the capabilities, Crowder has the capabilities. You, the kid that played against Jefferson, one-on-one.
Amik.
The whole game, right? He probably going to try to check Terry. 3-4 other people need to be cooking the rest of them because their best is not out there. So if he thinks he's going to go with Terry, Terry will get him eventually. But you have to have somebody else cook the other guys.
Amik Robertson is the corner you're talking about, who did a hell of a job in that Week 18 matchup with Justin Jefferson.
But what helped him, they were getting pressure, you know, on Donald. So the offensive line has to step up a little bit more, too, to not allow the pressure and where the you're playing man-to-man where you got to be damn near perfect anyway. You don't want to be having to be perfect with pressure coming.
Jeff was right in bringing it up. Now, you go back to Week 18, how little pressure they got on Trey Lance. I do think some of that was game plan specific. It was Week 18. They had already clinched the playoffs. I think they just kind of dialed everything back. They didn't want to show too much. Last week on Baker, they generated some real pressure. Mm-hmm. Now, Baker is slippery. He can run. He was running plenty in that game, honestly. Goff isn't. Like, he's not nearly the mobile guy that – Baker, I mean, he's not – he makes Kirk look mobile. Like, Goff is not a mobile passer. And he can move around the pocket enough, and he's big and strong and will stand in and take some hits.
6'5", right? 6'5"? He doesn't want to run.
He's not easy to get down, but this is a different challenge. And if you can generate pressure, especially for me, man, I keep going back to this, B. I thought John Allen probably played the best game of the year, but certainly the best game he's played since he came back from injury in Tampa. If you can get that interior pressure, If you can get Goff off his spots, because this is a timing offense, you can get the play calling and the schemes are fascinating at times, but it's a timing-based offense.
Yeah.
If you can mess up that timing and just get Goff moving a little, not because he has really good feet and his arm is very strong when he's able to plant and fire, just mess that up a hair and you might be able to do something. Lattimore, just being so physical at the line of scrimmage, he might be able to mess that timing up a hair. Yeah. Just a little bump here. I think, for me, though, Allen, Payne, Newton, if those guys can make an impact defensively, if you can get that push in the middle there, would really, really make a huge impact. And I think you're totally right. You're probably not going to beat to stop Detroit's run game. I don't think all of a sudden Montgomery and Gibbs combined for 47 yards. But if they don't, especially if Gibbs doesn't get to hit any home runs on you, that's an advantage. And what's bizarre, they've given up home runs in the run game this year. I mean, Saquon for sure.
Yeah.
Bijan, like, they've given up these long runs, and then they usually can stop that afterwards. Just don't give those up.
Let's just imagine they gave up one before the game start.
Right.
And then put whatever you put in after halftime, put that in at the beginning of the game, please.
Let's go to Kenny in Largo. Kenny, how does Washington beat Detroit Saturday night?
What up, Mr. JP, Mr. D-Mitch? How y'all feeling today?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. So, it's basically, I just it's one thing we got to do, man. Just like we did against the Bucks, man. TOPs, man. It's time of possession. If we somehow can keep Lions offense off the field, you know what I'm saying? We got a chance. I feel like that's our best chance. Keep that Lions offense off the field. Force a turnover to, like Jeff said. Get that time possession, man. And we good to go. We can beat up against anybody, man.
All right, bro. Gotcha.
All right. I'm getting this. I'm getting this again, B.
What?
This is from DC or Nothing on Twitter. He says, when you take a deeper dive into Detroit's record, it's intriguing. 6-0 in their division. 4-0 versus the NFC West, which was, as a division, was 34-34. Also, that's not even right. Didn't they? No, that's right. They beat the Rams. 4-0 against the NFC West. 4-0 against the AFC South. Now, that's a bad division. Titans, Jags, Colts, Texans. They beat the Cowboys. They lost to the Bucks. Lost to the Bills. They lost to the two teams with the best record.
Yeah.
This, to me, though, is just reach. You know, it's not like... I think if you want to go down that road, then you're allowing that road to be discussed with Washington, too. And I just don't think at this point much of that stuff matters, dude. Let's go to Duck in Waldorf. What up, Duck?
Oh, no, yeah.
How you doing?
Ain't much, man. Hey, on defense, man, we got to stop that run. We can't let Gibbs run on us and them eat the game up, slow the game up. And on offense, man, we got to get some of them two back steps back up in there, man. Eckler and B-Rod, man. Hopefully that'll loosen the run game up. That's all I got for y'all, man. Have a good day.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
I feel like we haven't seen much, if any, two-game sets, man. Two-back sets, rather. Maybe a little. I think, you know, one thing that's interesting is all your tight ends have landed on the injury report this week. Bates, Sennett, and Ertz, I think all are playing, but it's a real part of the game.
Yeah.
Detroit averages this is postseason. I don't want regular season. I was very confused why Detroit wasn't on there. Coming into this game, we keep talking about the Lions' rushing attack. It's good. They average 146 yards per game on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Washington's ahead of them at 154. Hmm. The problem is Washington was running the hell out of the football collectively as an offense.
Yeah.
And that just kind of has evaporated, and now it's like Jaden's running the ball well, and you're not getting it from the backs.
But see,
I'm not saying you want to stop Jaden.
I really believe at this time of the year, you don't have to force getting it from the back, as long as you're getting it. And what they are doing with that passing game, the short passing and things like that, that's an extension of it. We may not be getting it traditionally like everybody else is, but we're winning.
Right.
And I think it's something about it. So if it's not working, I understand. But a lot of it is not working. People can say they want about the running backs. Did they not see those defensive linemen pass the offensive line all game? Like Jeff said, they were touching Jaden as he was handing the ball.
Yeah, I'm not – I think it's a collective group thing. Washington on the regular season ranked third in the NFL in rush yards per game.
Yeah.
154 per game. Now, the two ahead of them were significantly ahead of them. You had the Eagles at almost 180 and then the Ravens at 187.
And look at the running backs that they have.
Sure. But I think with those two, with Washington, though, if you're looking at 154 as the number, they haven't gotten to – in four of their last five games, including the playoff win in Tampa – they've been below their season average, and some of it significantly. In Tampa, they only had 82 yards on the ground. Jaden got going early and then kind of wasn't running much in the second half. I think Tampa tried to take that away from them. But they haven't – they got the 216 rushing against Atlanta. A lot of that was Jaden late. If you remember in overtime, he had a couple big runs. They had the big rushing game against Tennessee. That was probably their best offensive performance of the second half of the season. Yeah. They really needed it. They had lost three in a row. Tennessee stinks. They went out there and just put Tennessee down. But they haven't really run the ball well since like before that Steelers game. I mean, the first half of the season numbers versus the second are just like night and day different. And it doesn't mean that it's like a fatal flaw, but it is something you notice.
Like, they ran it very effectively early. So what do defenses say? Let's stop them from running the ball. They got a rookie quarterback. Make him beat us. Well, you chose the poison, and that poison still beat you. And I think a lot of it comes down from teams have sold out to try and stop this running game because they didn't think Jaden could get it done. He's done it over and over again. So does Detroit try something different? Because they look at it and they go, it didn't work for all the other teams they played. So let's play it more balanced. You play it more balanced, then they get some run, and now the offense comes back.
Phone lines are going to stay open, I think, this whole hour. 800-636-1067. Sneak one more in here. My guy Ryan. What up, Ryan? How does Washington pull off the upset this weekend?
So first off, shout out Landfill for Walls of Jericho Music. I crushed all five episodes of the Vince McMahon doc last night, and I'm a 37-year-old, so I loved it. The time of possession is huge, but people need to – like, the more this game goes and is close, if we can get it to the third quarter and we're winning or down by a score, the pressure is going to mount so much on Detroit that they're going to be nervous. And the Washington Commanders are going to be like, we've done this every week. I just think we need the run. We have to control the clock, but we have to finish the drives as well. It's a mandatory thing. The last thing I'll say is Detroit's defense. I saw a stat this week. Detroit's defense was 31st against running quarterbacks. I know every defense in the league is going to spy Jaden, but we have to get a running game. We need Jaden to be efficient, and we got to control the clock.
There you go.
All right, man.
Thanks, Ryan. Good call, bud. Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm also getting people telling me how they're going to win via social media. Maybe you can drop it in the chat if you want. Nobody go anywhere. All right, B. Our friend Monty just texted that he's listening to the program, okay? And I honestly don't know the answer to this, so I'm curious what you think. And Monty, if you're still listening, you can text us. The feels like temperature right now in Ashburn coming in 27 degrees, feels like 17 degrees. Now, Monty's at the beach. He's on the Atlantic Ocean, the shoreline.
Yeah.
Now, they might not be as cold, but they could have more wind.
Totally.
Where do you think the feels like temperature is lower? We're at 17.
I'm going to go with them.
Okay. I'll go with here just because – to make it interesting. I don't know the answer. Monty, your move. You can text us. Dude, this is a kind of a first. So we got the phone lines open, the MGM National Harbor listener lines, asking folks, how does Washington beat Detroit? What are the specific steps they need to take to get this thing done? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a bunch of people tweeting me their answer, okay? Including Tailgate Ted, who says, I'm going to call in, but I'm trying to save my voice. We need to get our run game going and then get the play-action pass. Detroit plays a ton of man, and Jaden on a play-action boot is a guaranteed first down. All of that will help keep possession and limit that Lions offense. I like that. Titus Jones says, need to force two turnovers and keep pressure on Goff. The offense has to get touchdowns like in the red zone and run the ball for 150-plus yards.
All right.
I don't know if you're getting a buck 50.
You never know, Jake.
Never know.
Never know,
hell.
Man.
Camera just retweeted, yo, Doug, if you're available, we need you on the show tomorrow, please. Confidence is increasing for the potential of accumulating snow Sunday across the area. If this threat materializes, it may cause travel disruptions. Please don't do that. Please. I don't want to be stuck in Detroit of all places. All right, let's lines. Let's split up, my man. Kurt is in Ashburn. Kurt, how does Washington win Saturday?
Well, it's not going to be an original response. Other people said it, but ball control, keep the, you know, time of possession. You know, I went to the 1983 Super Bowl in Pasadena with Joe Gibbs' first win. This would have been another one for me to go to because I was born and raised in Detroit, moved here in 63. But I'm a Washington area fan first, then Detroit.
So love it, man.
Got a hold on the ball.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. I'm trying to do some math in my head there, B.
What?
My man moved here in 63.
Yeah. That's like 50 or 61 years ago.
Okay. Ray is in D.C. Ray, give me something specific, brother. How does Washington beat Detroit?
Hey, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Appreciate you.
Specific for me is, and a lot has already been said too, so I'm going to say fundamentals, just one play at a time and no giving up any turnovers. I think just and I know it's going to sound goofy. I know Brian can appreciate this. Man, get everybody hit as soon as possible because you got to get hit or hit somebody to get in the game. And just get everybody some contact right off the bat and get past the moment that it's bigger than it is because this is football. And so man on man, and let's get it. Let's win the game.
All right, brother.
Thanks, bud.
With that.
Okay,
appreciate the call.
Right,
see you, buddy. All right, we got the answer. Landfill, where do you think it's colder, here in Ashburn, Virginia, or Rehoboth Beach, Delaware?
Ashburn.
That's two votes, Ashburn. B voted Rehoboth. Jeffrey, what do you got? Beach or west?
Beach.
Two votes, beach. White Brian's riveting content coming next. What do you got, White Brian? Where's it colder?
I'm going with Rehoboth.
Well, me and Landfill are the big winners. So Ashburn is currently 27 and feels like it is 17. Monty just sent it to me. It's 28 degrees right now at the beach, but they don't have wind. Feels like it's 28 degrees.
I doubt that, seriously. We feel like it's 28 right on that damn water.
B, you think he just sent me a screen grab, dude. Look. 28, feels like 28. I'll play this game everywhere. Somebody from Boston wanted to send it? I don't know. I like this random what is colder. B, Landfill thinks you went to high school with that last caller, Kurt from Ashburn.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I didn't say it.
Landfill older than me. What the hell are you talking about?
Landfill said it, not me. Jeff is in Fredericksburg. What up, Jeff?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm loving this conversation. And I think when you're a big underdog, like the Commanders are, there's four things you got to do to win the game. One is you got to make the plays you're supposed to make. Catch the passes, make the tackles you're supposed to make, things like that. The other thing is no dumb penalties. Roughing the passer, false starts, offsides, and those types of things. I think the third thing is turnovers. You got to protect the ball, like some people have mentioned already. And I think another key is you got to stick to what got you here. We can't go in thinking we're going to trick or fool the Lions and do something different. We got to stick with our strengths and execute the plays. I think those are the keys to winning this game.
There you go, man. I'm with you. It's not that hard. If they go out there and play like that little thing I've been asking for, that clean football, they can handle, they can beat this team. But they can't go out there and help the team out and beat themselves, because that will kill them.
Dude, I totally agree with that. If we keep talking about forcing turnovers, if they turn it over in this thing, that is major trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Major trouble. Let's go to Co from the Foe. What up, Co?
Co.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bud.
All right, hey. What I'm about to say, fellas, is going to round up with everybody on the phone been saying for the last hour, man. We go out there, play physical, and we knock them in they bleeping mouth, man. We play smash mouth football every play, all three phases. And we go out there, punch them in the face. Y'all remember that Super Bowl, New England versus the greatest show on turf? We got to go out there like that New England defense.
I actually like
that.
And we got
to just bust them in the mouth every single play. And that go back to what you said, JP, about Bucky Irvin. He was scared that fourth quarter. He must have getting hit that whole game because he stopped. He could have had the first down. He stopped.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it.
It's still bizarre he didn't keep going.
You, man, yeah. We punch him in the mouth every down, every chance we get, every phase of the game. By fourth quarter, them boys are going to be quitting, man. I'm telling you. We got
go to that point.
We hungry too.
Yeah, I like the point about the Pats' first Super Bowl, the greatest show on turf. And then even think about the Super Bowls Brady lost when the Giants just went at him.
Exactly. But see, Detroit, they think they bullies too. They fight for something too. They ain't been here in a long time. But we ain't been here in a long time neither, fellas. You know what I'm saying? We got to take what's ours. And we got to remember that they still the Detroit Lions until they show us otherwise. We got hardware to show. We just beat them in the past in every big game. I just checked the stats. Every time we seen them in the playoffs, we smashed them. D-Miz, you was there for two of them, I believe. So we go out there and we get physical, and we need to play like we got 12 to 13 men on the field. We need all 11 men on the ball on defense every single play, fellas. That's all I got to say. And we do that, everything everybody was just saying going to come easy. I guarantee. Peace.
Co, that's a really good call.
Good stuff, brother.
Hey, real quick, did you hear the good news?
What's that?
Drab got promoted to brand manager of 980. Your guy.
Oh, well, congrats, Drab. So that means he can let me in the door on the 31st for free then, man. Tell him I'd be there.
Thank you, Cole. Appreciate you, buddy.
Don't call here anytime you want, brother. Anytime.
That's a good call, man. Let's get one more in here. Mike is down in Richmond. What up, Mikey? How do they beat Detroit?
Hey, so I got one for defense, one for offense. Defense, we got to match their physicality and tackle. I think tackling will be huge, not give up those after catch and after contact runs. Offensively, we got to establish the run. The Lions, and I know some of this is probably game script dependent, but the Lions are giving up 4.5 yards a carry. We give up 4.8. Everyone talks about how bad our run defense is. If you look at the YPC, theirs ain't that great either.
Agreed. I mean, the Lions' defense can be beat all over the field. It's just a matter of Washington's defense slowing down Detroit enough. Thanks for the call, brother. Definitely. We're going to keep these phone lines going. Fred Smoot, the Mouth of the South, joins us at noon.
106.7 The Fan, the B. Mitch and Finley Show. We're going to keep it going with these calls. Let's definitely see what you got. Let's go to Art in Fredericksburg, Landini. Yo, Art. Line two.
Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. I think the Commanders are like the United States Marine Corps, which I'm one of. They adapt and overcome. And the keys to victory for me is all the defense got to do is keep Detroit under 20 points and score. And then all the offense got to do is lean on the offensive line and Jaden and score 4 touchdowns, and we will stomp these boys.
Yeah, got it all figured
all right,
out.
Brother.
Thank you, dude. We'll try to keep all these phones going. Jaime Manassas, that's my guy. What up, Jaime?
Jaime, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm excited, man. We only have how many hours? We're almost there, brother. Hey,
I think the keys
for victory is going to be the battle in the trenches. That's going to be our defensive line against their offensive line. We have to make sure that we tackle well. You know, David Montgomery is a pinball machine. He just bans off tackles. We have to make sure that we keep them in third and longs. And you know, when it comes to the salary cap, the most money on our salary cap is allocated to the defensive line, so they have to show it up. Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne have to have the best game of their lives. And something also that is very important, we have more than 20 players in our roster. There are on one-year contracts. You want a better stage than this to perform? Let's go and do it, brother. Saturday night.
Saturday night, live brother. In Detroit. Thank you, Jaime. Appreciate you, buddy. That's our guy. When we talk about Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, I bought like three cars
for him.
That's my dude. Let's keep these phone lines going before we get Fred on the phone. Well, I think we're going to California, Brian. Dwayne in Modesto. What up, Dwayne?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, brother?
Be Mitch, JP.
What's up?
Landfill. Good looking, man. Yeah, man, what I think, can I give y'all a little backstory? 42 years old, you know. I was 7 years old when I looked up, saw Art Monk, saw my last name on the back of his jersey, and I've been a fan since, you know, especially with all my family being Cowboys fans and all that. So, you know what I had to deal with my whole life.
I bet. I like it. So how do they beat Detroit, yeah, man, dude?
Man, we gotta make Jared Goff see ghosts, man. We gotta give him them happy feet. You know, we gotta make him have another 5 turnover day. You know, he can't bounce back, you know, from 5 turnovers against this offense, man. You know, we just gotta do what we do, what we've been doing all season, man. Gas pedal. You know, that hurry up offense, stop giving them time to substitute. Just gas them, you know, and we can do it, man. I got faith, complete faith in this team, no doubt.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, dude. Let's finish them off here. Chris is in Richmond. What up, Chris? How do they beat Detroit?
What's up, JP? What's up, B-Mitch? First of all, B-Mitch, it's refreshing to see you cheer on this team and actually look like you're having fun and not having to cuss them out because they're doing other stuff.
It feels good, too. Make my heart rate go down.
I believe
these games might have your heart rate going up, though.
But I would say a key point, a key that I would say would be to, like, I like what we did in the second half versus Atlanta. It looks like we used Deron Payne on the end, and Bijan Robinson, he only had 8 yards for the rest of the game after we did that. So I think if we take that same type of approach with the D-line, maybe put Dante Fowler on one end, Johnny Newton, Jonathan Allen, and then Deron Payne on that end, I think that'll be tough to run against. And just looking at last week, it looks like most of the Buccaneers' rushing yards were coming when they were running on the outside. So I think if we really shore up that outside run, we'll have a chance. And then on offense, we just got to keep doing what we've been doing. Can't change the scheme, just got to keep doing what we've been doing. No stupid penalties like another person said. We just got to keep the game in our control. And I would say if we can defer the first half kickoff, and let's try to double up on points coming out of half.
Thanks, brother.
All right, brother.
Good call right there. Gotten a bunch of replies to this, specifically how does Washington win this thing. I think you're obviously going to need your best players to be at their best. Bobby Wagner is practicing today. We saw him. It was a very brief portion. The media was allowed to be out there inside the bubble as they get ready for Detroit Saturday night. You know, Brian and I have said all week that, yes, he missed some practice time, but we both completely thought he was playing. And I'd be stunned if there was any other conclusion we find here. Also wanted to shout this out. If anybody's going to the game this weekend, tomorrow night, in Detroit, Rally Captain has another rally.
Six to eight
at Union Assembly. It's a bar in Detroit. They got a signed MVP jersey. Those rallies are always a ton of fun. And if you want to go,
Union I closed Assembly. It down last week.
How late did you go?
Oh, I left there probably right around 11 or 12. Right, about 12. I left at the end. I walked in, it was like, I'm serious, it was over 1,500 people in there.
That's why I didn't see you, because I left American Social probably before you even left the rally.
Yeah.
Did like, you come to American Social or no?
I don't remember. I think I did. I've asked Brian, did we go to American Social?
Maybe you just went to the bar at your hotel.
I don't remember that.
Either way, are you going to go? I don't land till almost.
I land late, so yeah, if, I don't. If I call and when I land, if they're there, I may go there.
Well, dude, you know they're going to. Just because the party goes from 6 to 8 doesn't mean they're going to stop partying.
I have no problem hanging, bro. You know me.
I like to hang. I think Friday night I'm just going to be gassed and lay low. But if you want to go, check out at Rally Captain, the rally in Detroit tomorrow night, Friday night, Union Assembly. More information on just Rally Captain's page if you need it.
We're not far. That's from my hotel.
I got no
that's
idea.
That's going to be the problem.
Where are you guys? You guys are staying. I know where you're staying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in the cut. When we return, Fred Smoot joins the program. Boy.